This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The Richardson School District announced Monday it's launching a plan aimed at improving four of its struggling elementary schools. It joins other districts, including Dallas and Fort Worth, that are pouring more resources into campuses where students are underperforming. The district has high hopes that its investment will pay off. Justin Bono is the president of the Richardson School Board, and he says for the past couple of decades, the district has tried to close the achievement gap between the lowest and highest performing students.
Superintendents and boards have tried countless programs over that time to close the gap for our kids, yet the gap persists to this day without substantial movement.
Bono and others say this new effort will be different. The district is focusing on four elementary schools: Carolyn Bouquer Elementary, Forest Lane Academy, RISD Academy, and Thurgood Marshall Elementary. Some of them have received the lowest rating, improvement required, from the Texas Education Agency. Richardson district officials plan to extend the school day, require students to wear uniforms, and add before and after school programs. They'll also recruit and hire some of the district's highest performing principals and teachers. Teachers will get an annual $10,000 stipend to work in these schools. The program, called Accelerating Campus Excellence, or ACE, is estimated to cost about $3 million. Richardson district officials point to Dallas ISD as an example of a district that's had success with ACE. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings touted the program's accomplishments.
ACE campuses in Dallas ISD have been successful. We're proud of what's happening at Dallas ISD as well. This type of growth cannot be ignored. It's the proof that this strategy is working and that you're on the right track.
In Dallas, the ACE program is in its third year. Some of the district's seven ACE campuses have gone from the lowest rating of improvement required to met standard. Edison Middle School, however, is the exception. Its rating did not go up, and the Dallas School Board recently voted to close it. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath was on hand for the Richardson ISD announcement. He says there isn't one solution to improve struggling schools, but he believes in the ACE program.
It takes dedicated adults who love children, who are skilled professionals, investing a lot of time and energy to get better each week in and out. And I think that what you see in Richardson is an example of them making a very strategic choice to try to change the systemic factors around the school, in support of kids.
Richardson ISD will implement the ACE program this summer. It'll hire staff and acknowledges concerns about taking too many teachers from other campuses. It'll place caps on how many teachers are recruited from those schools. Stella Chavez, KERA News.